This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This podcast is not about politics, but I'm going to use a political current event situation as a metaphor for the science explanation that follows. Okay, so don't go crazy when I mention Adam Schiff and the impeachment of Trump, because actually that's a metaphor. So I want you to observe the incredible secrecy of the way the Democrats are approaching this impeachment attempt. Well, fake impeachment. It's not even real. They haven't even taken a vote on it, but it's all behind closed doors, where there's only one side of the story that's allowed to be told. You know, Trump's not allowed to call witnesses. Trump's not allowed to question their, quote, whistleblowers, who are unnamed anonymous sources. Oh, my goodness. Who probably don't even exist. What's going on with Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and Congress? This is exactly the way modern science is run. This is how the vaccine industry operates. This is how Big Pharma operates. This is how the fluoride debate is held. GMOs, pesticides, everything. It's all behind closed doors. No one is allowed to question. No one is allowed to call any witness that might contradict the official narrative. Because the official narrative, just like Adam Schiff, the narrative is, oh, Trump is evil. Trump has to be impeached. Trump has to be removed from power. That's the same as when all the vaccine pushers say vaccines are safe, vaccines are effective, they never harm anyone, no children has ever been hurt by a vaccine, all vaccine ingredients are safe, and no, there aren't aborted human fetal cells in vaccines. It's the same garbage. So what you are seeing playing out today in the realm of politics is a mirror image of the same kind of corruption and malfeasance and just flat out lies that really typify the scientific establishment. And I've talked about this in other podcasts, of course, how NASA has been covering up proof of life on Mars for over four decades, right? The drug companies know that most of their drugs don't work, but they keep pushing them anyway because it's profitable to do so. That's right. It's profitable. Statin drugs are a multi-billion dollar industry. Amazing. Now, what's really amazing about all of this is that the institution of science was supposed to be about expanding human knowledge and sharing human knowledge. It was supposed to be about keeping you informed. And instead, it has become an institution that deprives humanity of knowledge, that suppresses knowledge. And science has become a cult. It's no longer about truth. It's no longer about the evidence. It's no longer about uplifting humanity. It's about controlling, enslaving, and keeping people ignorant. And there's no better example of this than climate science. It's almost a joke to even have that phrase. It's like an oxymoron, climate science. So today, the most fraud that's being carried out in the scientific establishment is being done in the realm of climate science, where the only way that you can get grant money from the government or from a university is to fake climate science and publish your science papers that claim the climate causes everything, that the climate change is responsible for everything, from migration to mental illness to infertility, you know, just on and on. If you read the science journals like I do, I scan science headlines every day, you know, probably thousands of headlines a week from science and medical journals, you'll notice that today everything is caused by climate change. But it's all a farce. It's all faked science. What you have is really an entire industry of so-called scientists who are faking their research in order to get grant money while the government is faking like it's funding climate research. So you have all this pretend science going on. There really is no climate change crisis caused by humankind. It doesn't exist. You know, carbon dioxide is not bad for the planet. It's wonderful for plants. The oceans are rising slowly, but gosh, they've been rising for tens of thousands of years, much faster than they are today, by the way. And there's nothing wrong with oceans being a little bit higher than they are right now. Nothing wrong at all. So it's just lie after lie after lie. But scientists, in order to continue to advance their careers and get published, which is the goal of scientists, to get published, you know, get recognized, get into science papers, they have to keep faking climate science. And the government has to keep funding it to keep demanding that the science community generate these fake studies that claim that climate change is going to kill us all. So it's this cycle of scientific fraud and, you know, bad money, public money being used to fake science. And so everything that science is supposed to do, scientists are supposed to be curious about the real world. Scientists are supposed to look at contradictory evidence. Scientists are supposed to engage in discussions, dialogues, and debates. Scientists are supposed to be open to any result. Instead, what you have today is scientists, whether it's climate or vaccines or GMOs, whatever, pharmaceuticals, all they're doing is rigging the data, faking the studies, lying to the public, covering up the truth, suppressing questions and speech, and then claiming that they, scientists, are the only people who are qualified to talk about science. That you can't even talk about climate change unless you are one of them. You have to be a scientist to even talk about climate change, they say. If you're not a scientist, you're not qualified. You're not allowed to talk about climate change. But then along comes Jane Fonda, who says that she's been a climate scientist for decades. And then, of course, all the climate scientists, they roll out, you know, Greta Thunberg or whatever her name is, 16-year-old girl who's suddenly a climate expert. Give me a break. So it's all a joke. It's all a fraud. Science, as it is being pushed today, is a complete fraud in every area. Even, you know, astronomy, archaeology, astrobiology, whatever you, every area, it is all fake. It's all a joke. It's not real. It's a total joke. So keep this in mind when you work to navigate the world and people say, well, you can't disagree with the scientists. There's a scientific consensus. All these scientists agree. Not really. Maybe all the same scientists have been bribed by government to fake a bunch of results, but they don't all agree. And no, those results aren't even legitimate. That's the truth that they won't tell you. So stay informed. Read my website, science.news, for real science. And you can also read, of course, naturalnews.com. And I thank you for your interest in real science. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, a lab scientist. I own and run an ISO-accredited mass spec analytical laboratory, and I'm a published scientist with multiple patents, inventions recognized by the United States government, believe it or not, in my name. So there you go. Thanks for listening. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.